Ever find yourself wanting to approach a woman but worried about coming off as creepy, especially with the age difference? Today, we're tackling this head-on. We'll guide you through respectful and effective ways to initiate contact with younger women, ensuring both comfort and mutual interest. From understanding boundaries to engaging in genuine conversations, we'll cover the essential steps to make a positive impression. And stick around, because we have a special bonus tip waiting for you at the end of this video. It's a key piece of advice that is crucial for refining your approach and ensuring your interactions are both respectful and successful. 1. Understanding boundaries. This is very crucial, especially when approaching someone you're interested in. Respecting personal and social boundaries means recognizing that everyone has their comfort zone, and it's different for each person. So, how do you figure out where these invisible lines are drawn? Start with body language. If she leans in while you're talking, that's a green light for engagement. But if she takes a step back or crosses her arms, she might be signaling for more space. These are her ways of drawing the boundary line without saying it outright. Verbal cues are just as telling. Pay attention to the conversation's flow. If she's actively participating, asking questions, and sharing her thoughts, you're in the clear. But if her answers become short or she's looking around, it might be time to graciously change the topic or even end the conversation. Maintaining comfort levels isn't just polite. It's the foundation of any good interaction. It's about giving respect to get respect. And remember, catching on to these cues and respecting boundaries isn't just about making a good impression. It's about being a decent human being. So, keep your eyes and ears open, and let's make sure everyone feels comfortable and respected. 2. Building confidence. Building confidence is key, and guess what? It's not about putting on a show. True confidence comes from within, from knowing your worth and embracing your interests and hobbies. Think about what you love doing. What makes you tick? Is it painting, hiking, reading? Dive into these activities. They're not just hobbies, they're fuel for your self-esteem. Here's the kicker. Confidence is like a magnet. It attracts people. But how do you show it? First, by how you carry yourself. Stand tall, make eye contact, and smile. It's simple but powerful. Next, how you engage in conversations. Share your passions and listen to hers. Genuine enthusiasm is infectious, and it shows that you're comfortable in your own skin. Remember, confidence doesn't mean you have to be the loudest person in the room. It's about being okay with who you are and expressing that comfort through your actions and words. And don't worry about mistakes or awkward moments. They happen to everyone. What matters is how you handle them with a laugh and move on. So embrace your quirks, your hobbies, and your interests. Let them be the foundation of your confidence. It's this authenticity that stands out, making you not just attractive, but someone people want to be around. 3. Engaging in genuine conversations. This is where the magic happens. Forget rehearsed lines. They're like stale bread. Nobody wants that. The secret ingredient? Genuine interest and top-notch listening skills. When you're truly interested in what someone has to say, it shows, and it makes all the difference. So, what should you talk about? Aim for topics that light up people's eyes. This could be travel, books, movies, or even food. Everyone eats, right? Sharing your experiences and asking about hers can open up a whole new world of conversation. It's not just talk, it's an exchange, a way to connect on a deeper level. And here's a pro tip. Listen more than you speak. When she's sharing something, really listen. Not just waiting for your turn to speak, but listening to understand. Ask follow-up questions that show you're engaged. It's like saying, "I hear you, and I'm interested in knowing more." This is how you build meaningful connections. Remember, the goal is to have a conversation, not an interrogation. It's a two-way street. By sharing stories and experiences, you're not just talking, you're connecting. And that's where genuine interest blooms. So, keep it real, keep it engaging, and watch as simple conversations turn into meaningful connections. I hope you're finding value in what we've covered so far. If so, would you mind showing some support? A simple like, dropping a comment, or subscribing to the channel can make a big difference. But it's more than just numbers for us. It's about building a community. Your input shapes our content, so share your thoughts below. 4. Leveraging shared interests. This is about discovering those common passions, whether they're about hobbies, books, or past experiences. This common ground can turn a simple hello into a conversation filled with excitement and engagement. How do you find people with these shared interests? One great way is by joining clubs or groups that align with your passions. Love reading? Join a book club. Can't get enough of the outdoors? Find a hiking group. These settings provide a natural and relaxed environment for meeting people who get excited about the same things you do. Being part of these groups not only opens the door to new friendships, but also gives you a fantastic foundation for conversations. You're not starting from zero. You already have something in common. This shared interest is your conversation starter, your connection point. And here's the best part. When you meet someone in these groups, you already know you have something to talk about. It's not forced. It's organic. You're not trying to make small talk. You're sharing something you both love. That's the power of leveraging shared interests. It's about creating opportunities for connections that are genuine and filled with enthusiasm. So dive into those hobbies and interests, join groups, and watch as they become the bridge to meaningful conversations and relationships. 5. Understanding modern dating etiquette. Understanding modern dating etiquette is crucial in today's digital world. It's all about knowing the do's and don'ts, especially in digital communication, where things can easily be misunderstood. Here's the lowdown. Texting and online messaging have their own set of rules. First off, timing is everything. Sending a message? Don't flood her inbox. A message or two is fine to show interest, but give her space to respond. And if she does, timing your replies shows that you're considerate. Instant replies aren't necessary, but don't leave her hanging for days either. Next, the tone can be tricky in texts. Sarcasm and jokes might not always land as intended without the nuances of voice or facial expressions. When in doubt, keep it clear and positive. Emojis? They're your friends. They can help convey the emotion behind your words, but don't overdo it. A smiley face goes a long way in showing you're friendly and approachable. And here's something important. Respect her digital boundaries as you would in person. If she seems less responsive or interested in texting, it's a sign to ease up. Digital communication is about mutual respect and interest, just like face-to-face interactions. In modern dating, understanding these digital nuances can help you navigate interactions without stepping on toes. It's about adapting to new norms while maintaining your genuine self. So keep these tips in mind, and you'll find that communicating in the digital age isn't just easy. It can be fun too. 6. Handling rejection gracefully. Here's the deal. Everyone faces rejection at some point, but it's how you deal with it that counts. First, acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel disappointed, but don't let it define you. Take a moment, then shift your perspective. See rejection as redirection, not a stop sign. It's an opportunity to grow, learn, and move forward. Next up, keep your dignity intact. Respond with kindness and respect, no matter how tough it might feel. A simple, "I understand and I appreciate your honesty," can maintain your dignity and respect for the other person. This not only shows maturity, but also leaves the door open for future interactions that are positive. And here's a golden rule. Don't take it personally. Everyone has their preferences, and it's not a reflection of your worth. Use rejection as a learning experience. Reflect on the interaction and consider if there's anything you might want to adjust in the future. But remember, changing who you are is not the answer. It's about refining your approach. Finally, stay positive and keep moving forward. There's a whole world out there filled with opportunities to connect. Rejection is just one part of the journey, not the destination. With each experience, you're getting closer to finding those meaningful connections. So, chin up and on to the next adventure. Here's a bonus tip that can truly make your interactions stand out: the power of complementing non-physical traits. Yes, acknowledging someone's looks can be nice, but recognizing their intelligence, humor, or kindness, that's a game changer. It shows you appreciate who they are beyond the surface. Complementing non-physical traits does wonders. It could be as simple as, "I love how passionate you are about your hobbies," or, "Your sense of humor is amazing." These kinds of compliments make people feel seen and valued for their personality and efforts. Why does this work so well? Because it taps into deeper aspects of their identity. People want to be recognized for their unique qualities and skills. When you notice and acknowledge their kindness, creativity, or wit, you're not just making conversation, you're making a connection. And here's the best part. It sets a positive tone for the entire interaction. Starting off on a note that highlights your genuine interest in their qualities as a person can pave the way for more meaningful and engaging conversations. It breaks the ice in a way that feels personal and sincere. So, next time you're chatting with someone, look beyond the exterior. Notice the qualities that make them unique, and don't hesitate to compliment them. It's a small gesture that can have a big impact, making your interactions more memorable and rewarding. To gain a deeper understanding and increase your confidence, learn how to read a younger woman's body language. Or discover the 6 things older men do that younger women think are hot. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.